Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Bob Scheer, Executive Director of the Capital Area Manufacturing Council. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Well, what is this I'm hearing about, a $250,000 grant for the Greater Lansing Mid-Michigan Biomanufacturing Alliance?
Well, it's true. Capital Area Michigan Works has been awarded a grant by the state of Michigan, and it's largely to organize our assets in biomanufacturing. Michigan State University completed a feasibility study of biomanufacturing in 2008, and as you would expect, we have significant assets in the region. We have a premier agricultural research university. We have manufacturing prowess, and we have lots of agriculture surrounding us. So indeed, we do have the assets to build an industry and build that sector. It's just a matter of leadership and organizing those assets into action.
How much can that sector be built? What is the potential there?
I don't know that we have the answer to that. It's not something that's new. I mean, if you go back, Henry Ford actually built cars out of soybeans, so biomanufacturing is not a new concept. We've looked at the model to Ontario, and they have a very rapidly growing biomanufacturing sector. Theirs is focused on the automobile industry, and you know, we never did put it into numbers in terms of what the job potential is. It's an unknown because there's so many different directions you can go into. In this region, will it be auto-focused or will it be something else? We just don't know yet. We expect the synergy to come from industry. They will tell us which way to go because it will be largely their investment that determines what biomanufacturing looks like in this region. And, of course, agriculture plays a big part of it.
All right, before any of our listeners click off their radios and say, speak English, can you define biomanufacturing for us?
Well, in this sense, we've got a narrower definition than what most people would adopt, but it is producing products, materials, from agricultural byproducts, i.e. waste, not foodstuffs, and to make consumer products. It could be a wheel well in an automobile. It could be packaging material. It could be the foam in an automobile headrest, a range of products of that type.
Is this a relatively new industry, and is it new that people are trying to capitalize on it in this way?
I think it's new in terms of people trying to capitalize on it. It's not new. It's just never had a very strong market presence. There have been technical issues with durability and all kinds of other characteristics of agricultural-based products. And you also have it has something to do with the price of petroleum. So, and that's a key part of the future and how much it will grow.
When you mention Michigan State University and all the aspects of that, the agricultural nature of mid-Michigan, the labor force, etc., would there be any community better positioned to take advantage of this than mid-Michigan?
It's hard to imagine that there would be an area that's better positioned than us. I mean, some of the other agricultural-based states would lay claim to that, but they don't have the manufacturing presence that we have.
Right.
I mean, that's why if you look at the model in Ontario, they're very similar to us, and that's why we have so much. We think we have so much potential here.
All right, talk about this grant, if you would, Bob. $250,000 from the Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth. How was that procured?
It was competitive with all regions across the state of Michigan. It's part of the state has a program called Regional Skill Alliances and Sector Skill Alliances. To make a long story short, it offers an opportunity for an organization to convene an industry or a couple of industries to largely focus on workforce development. So this particular grant has an emphasis on workforce development as well as bringing all the industry and research experts together to see if we can move the industry forward. Some of this is convincing existing employers or working with them together so they work together and come up with new products to use more bio-based materials in the production of their products.
All right. You talk about Capital Area Michigan Works, Prima Civitas, I'm sure, been involved with this. What about businesses in Lansing and Lansing Community College?
Lansing Community College, Michigan State University, and industry all are partners with Capital Area Michigan Works and Prima Civitas Foundation. The university has many, many aspects of its operations engaged. They are a strong connection to the ag industry, not only here but statewide. They have a composite materials and structure center that builds, does research in the production and building of new materials. They have an office of bio-based technologies. They have the extension service. Lansing Community College has already developed some programs that relate to some of the biomanufacturing, and we will be leaning on them heavily to make sure that we have the workers that industry needs. And we have several companies in this area that work on various aspects of biomanufacturing, some of them thinking about getting into it, trying to get into it, and some of them are already there. A case in point is KTM Industries that produces mm-hmm. packaging out of cornstarch and then has branched off into making coolers for the pharmaceutical industry that are biodegradable. So once you start and get the foothold in this industry, you can begin to transfer what you know and produce other products.
All right. You hear adages like necessity is the mother of invention. When the student is ready, the teacher will come. And is it possible that because of the situation that we have found ourselves here in mid-Michigan, it has focused the attention on something that otherwise may not have been an important priority, and we're positioned to take full advantage of that?
I would think that's true. We, like many parts of Michigan, have been hard hit. There are lots of people looking for new ways to conduct their business. As a case in point, our manufacturers in this region, as they have in other parts of the state, have sought ways to diversify what they do. Obviously, when the automobile industry shrinks as much as it has, you cannot continue to do business in the same manner. So
right.
You have to come up with new products. It's that simple.
Well, those new products mean new jobs. And that's what we're all about right now. It seems like that is job one for everyone. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate your time. Good luck with this.
Thank you, Jack.